Hello and welcome to the Murray Bowl Show. This is all a part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening around the links in the Murray Bowls. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday throughout summer and is hosted by Ray Nye on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
We are in the Super Saturday Sports Show and it's time for a big day in Murray Bowls, of course, with the Baruga Baron. I speak of Ray Nye from the Baruga Sporties in the boardroom there. How are you, Ray, on this Saturday morning?
Yeah, great, Mark. Beautiful morning up here and it's going to be a great day for the Bowls, and it was half as exciting as it was yesterday on the Friday Pennant Finals. It will be a great day.
And we've got Alan Rogers here from the Murray Bowls region. Of course, he's the president. So take it away, Ray, on this Saturday morning. Very big day in Murray Bowls.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good, mate. Yeah. Beautiful morning. So looks like me a great day for Bowls.
Yes, we had a great day yesterday with the weather too, and typical March weather, Ray, always nice, and the wind's sort of been kind to us at the minute, so yeah, it'll be a great day at Berrigan.
Yes, Alan, if it's half as close and exciting as the game was yesterday, that we're in for a bit of a treat today.
Yeah, there was two quality games there yesterday, wasn't there? The Division 1, it was close all day, and Tokemoor had a bit of a rally towards the end, and Newmerka just managed to hang on. But Division 2, that was a cliffhanger. At Newmerka 2 actually got in front with about three ends to go, and they hadn't beat Gulf all year. They got within five shots of them through the year, but it was a great finish, wasn't it?
Oh, it certainly was, yeah. And the presentation by the of the greens by the Finley Club, but they were excellent condition, weren't they?
Yes, always good facilities at Finley, and we've become used to that over the years, Ray.
Yeah, we're certainly a bit spoiled there. So, Alan, we'll get into the results yesterday, the grand final and first division. Tokemoor 52 went down to Newmerka 55. Jill White and by the way, Tokemoor won two rings to one. Jill Whiteside had a 22-16 win there, and Lee Hanson all had a win 18-17. But the rink that got Newmerka over the line was Joyce Andrus's rink, Alan, winning 22-12 in a fantastic performance by Joyce and her rink, her players and her rink.
It was a particular good. She was seven love down, you know.
Was she?
Yeah, she hadn't scored, and Tokemoor was seven, so, you know, I was talking to her last night. We had a bit of a celebration night, and, yeah, she said she got heaps of ones, and she played a sterling game. She led from the front, and, you know, once they got going, I'd love to see the scorecard to see how many ends they did win, but, you know, usually the Linda Eisted rink's always been our main rink, and they've won. Well, Jill Whiteside and her team, they played very well, and I sat and watched a bit of that with you while we were doing the scores there, and I did one of the scoreboards for a while, but no, it was a great context, Ray.
Yeah, well, I don't know how. I think Tokemoor's had the wood on Newmerka most of the year too, Alan, and it's a great performance by Newmerka, and I think they come from third or fourth position on the ladder, didn't they? Had to do it the hard way.
Yeah, they were on top with about 3 weeks to go, and they Tokemoor previous to that were on top, so they had been up there, but they lost a vital game to the golf club, Newmerka Golf Club, and they slipped down to third, and they never got back up there, so they had to win every game they played to get there, so they did a sterling job.
So it would have been a while since Newmerka had won the first division on the Friday Pennant, Alan.
2005, I believe. Yeah, I'd have to have a look at the records. But, yeah, it's quite a long while, yes.
Yeah, so well done there. Yeah, I said I watched Jill Whiteside's rink most of the day there with Ron Davey. And,
yep.
And it was Jill and her team bowled very well. But, yeah, no, well done to Newmerka and...
And if I may, Ray, and I'm not trying to skite here, but I'd just like to talk about our Division 2 side. We never had a Division 2 side 4 years ago, and we had all these new ladies, my wife and Viv Morris, and lots of other girls who all started together. And the board at a meeting, with, along with Sue Shaw, who was on the board, we decided to put a Division 2 side in, if they did not get some hidings, you know. And here we are 4 years down the track. They finished on the bottom of the ladder last year. And here they are this year. They made the grand final. And they don't know all the rules yet. They go along, they enjoy it, and they just play. And they got through the preliminary final at Cobram after it was a draw. They had to play extra ends, or an extra end each. And, you know, they did a sterling job there yesterday. And if it wasn't for a bit of experience with the Numurkah Golf Club at the finish, you know, they could have easily won it. But, you know, a great job. And I'd love other clubs just to look at, you know, how we've got 7 or 8 ladies in that team who haven't even played for 3 years, 4 years, you know. So a great effort with our twos.
Yeah, that's great. Credit to your club, Alan. And the result in that game was Numurkah 61 defeated Numurkah 59.
Numurkah Golf.
Numurkah Golf, yeah.
Yep.
Lynn Browning had a good win there for Numurkah. She's had a Numurkah Golf. She's had a very good year. She's winning 22-17, and Lorraine Milner 27-18. But the one that kept you in the game there was your president.
Yes, Vivian.
Vivian Morris winning 24-12. So great effort by Vivian and her team.
And in our GB team, Vivian skipped down there in it too and led from the front row. She and, you know, this was our experiment going down to play in the GV. There was a bye in the Division 4 North, and we asked the match committee of the GV whether we could take up that bye, and we've had Vivian skipping in it most of the year, and, you know, it's really, you know, I saw her a couple of ends there. She was a couple of shots down. The kitty was in the ditch. She drew the shot, and she didn't have a lot of room either, so she's had a colossal year, and it'll all go well for our club in the future.
Yeah, I must mention, Alan, you just mentioned briefly there, it's been a great year for the Numurkah Bowling Club so far. You also won the a division down in the Shepparton in your first year in the GV competition too, I believe.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, I approached the club of being president of the region, and I wanted to go down and have a look around there. And I'd been down there through regional engagements, but I'd never ever played bowls down there. So, you know, and we put up a list, and we got 22, 23 names on people who wanted to go and play on the Tuesday, and it was something different for our club, and we embraced it, and we really enjoyed it. You know, we went to Merrigan, Murchison, we played a final at Dookie, you know, we went everywhere. It was great. We really enjoyed it, you know.
And it'd be great for you, Alan, being region president, to be seen around the GV and meeting a lot of new bowlers.
Yes, and look, you know, the grand final day at Shep Park on Tuesday, I got several phone calls from people just congratulating me on the day, you know, and I had a little bit to do with it, but John Stokes and the match committee decided to put everyone at the one venue. There were six teams there, six finals decided all at the one venue, and it was really a really great spectacle, you know. So, yeah, really good, Ray.
Oh, that's very good, Alan. So well done to Numurkah and Numurkah Golf on their wins, and well done to all players that took part in that grand final. It was a great lot of service to our Murray Bowls. And well done to your team in on the GV win too, Alan.
Yeah, thanks, Ray.
All right, well, just before we move on to having a pretty good look at the games to be played today, I just want to mention a few little things, Alan. The trade day at Finley on Thursday was winning team was a Tokemon side skipped by Colin Farrer, but well done to Colin and his team there. And the runner-up was Ross Henderson's team from Numurkah. Next week's trade day is Nathalia.
Colin Farrer played very well yesterday too, didn't he, Ray?
Cole had a very good day, didn't he?
Yeah, he's up there 2 days in a row. Good on him.
Yeah. And next week trade day, as I said, is at Nathalia. Just a reminder, all bowlers, that the Murray Bowls presentation day is on Sunday, the 24th of April, at the Bruger Sports Bowls Club. And we'd like as many bowlers who can make that to make sure they get there and make it a very good end to what has been a a very successful season for Murray Bowls, Alan.
Yeah, very challenging season with the start of with everything we had to get up with. But look, it's a credit to everyone that we've got through, and it's the same at the GV. The pressure was on early. We didn't start on time, and it's amazing we've got through all of these events.
And the highlight of the Murray Bowls presentation day, Alan, is two more inductees into the Murray Bowls Hall of Fame. Those gentlemen are going to be inducted are Neville Burke from Berrigan and Ron Davies from Katandra West. So that's a great credit to those two bowlers who have put a lot into Murray Bowls over the years.
Yes, it's a great celebration for them and their families on the day. And this is something that you started years ago, Ray, when I was chairman of Murray Bowls, and we cottoned onto this idea about having a Hall of Fame, and it's been very successful, hasn't it, Ray? And it's helped our presentation days, and we're recognising our bowlers from the past, and we really appreciate clubs that send in information about their bowlers, and, you know, it's a real honour of Honour Board, isn't it, to have these people on it. And good for us too, Ray. We sort of make the decision, and we recommend to our boards that these people be inducted, and we've had some wonderful participants sent in from clubs, haven't we?
Oh, we certainly do, Alan, and it's soon been creating more interest by the day too. I think there's a lot more people realising that they, when they look through their clubs, that there's a lot of people very worthy of nominations, and that's what we want to see.
Yeah, I've been talking to the GV boys about it and wanting them to continue on with it, because they were a bit afraid that this was all going to go by the wayside, but they're back into it this year, and they're doing a great job down here with recipients they're going to put into their Hall of Fame too. So it's, you know, it's really great for our sports people in our area, Ray.
It is, Alan, yeah. I just want to mention this quite, I can't mention all the names, Alan, time won't allow, but GV Region State events to be played on Sunday the 27th of March at Wanyu. There's state pairs, the men's state fours, the ladies state triples, and in the afternoon the two champion of champions in Karen Peacock and Paul Glanville were representing Murray Bowls. And in the mixed pairs, so that's at Wanyu on the 27th of March.
Yes.
And then we follow up on Sunday the 3rd of April at Newmurky Golf with the state singles for men, the ladies state singles, state pairs, and state triples. And there's quite a few events coming up in the state fours. So good luck to all bowlers taking part in that, and should be some great bowling down there at Wanyu and America Golf.
Yes, those events have been put closer to the GV to save people doing a lot of travelling, and you know, the way petrol's gone. So and we'll get spectators that'll come, whereas if we had it further away, you know, we wouldn't get as many there. GV people will come up and have a look at their players, and so, you know, congratulations on those two clubs, Wanyu and Yumurka Golf, getting those events, and their greens are very good. So, yeah, we're looking forward to those days next Sunday. The 27th is the start. Yep.
Right.
Thanks, Ray.
Looking through the entry, the people who are qualified for that, some very good polos from both the Golden Valley and the cream of Golden Valley and also Murray Bowls, Alan.
Yes, well, they've had the win through their state events, and, you know, slouch to do that. And, yeah, there'll be some great games there. I'm going to be lucky. I'm going to be marking a couple of the single games, so I'll get a real good look at them. And, they'll be very good, very high standard games, Ray.
Yeah, so anyone wants to see some top bowls, make sure you're at Wanyu or Yumurka Golf for those events. Okay, Alan, we better move on to the all-important grand finals today to be played at the Berrigan Community Bowling Club. Great effort by Berrigan to get to host these events today.
Yes, I went up there preliminary final day in the midweek, and how they've improved that venue in the last few years. It's a real credit to them, and Gary Seamer and Barry Hutchison, they do a lot of work on the greens there, and their club is really going ahead, Ray, and it'll be magnificent there today with the whole four pennants being decided at the one venue. And, yeah, I can't wait to get up there, and I know it'll be looking great. Gary was over at Finley having a look yesterday to make sure he's going to get everything right. So he'll be there today, and, no, congratulations to Berrigan.
Yeah, with the four games played on the one venue, and I'm sure there's going to be a big crowd there today too, Alan. You'll have to get there pretty early if you want to get a good vantage point, I think.
You will.
And, all right, looking through today's games, we might start at fourth division, Alan. One new place, New Mercury Golf. There's not much between these two sides all year. One new has sort of come good towards the finish. As I mentioned last week, they had to forfeit a couple of games early in the year or through lack of numbers, and they played a couple of games with only three in a rink. So it's great effort by One Year to get into the grand final, and for me, I think they'd probably start favourites to win that game today.
Yes, it certainly is a great effort, and they're very keen to do well, and New Mercury Golf will be no pushover. They had a great game in the final at New Mercury. They played on the back green, and that green run beautifully. There was two finals decided there that day, but yeah, look, it'll be a very close game, and I think New Mercury Golf might just get over the line. I think they've got a little bit more experience. They haven't been sitting around, but they've played every game, but it'll be very close, Ray. I wouldn't be surprised which way it'll go.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Alan. One new are well led by Damien Holmes and Peter Marlins, and New Mercury Golf have got two very good skippers there in Jen Niven and John Piggeskill. So not much in it. I'm going to go for One new to win that one narrowly, but I wouldn't be surprised to see New Mercury Golf get up, Alan.
Yep.
And third division, Baruga Sports and New Mercury. Baruga's been on top of the ladder most of the year. They've had a couple of good battles with New Mercury. They were a game about four games before the season finished. New Mercury gave Baruga a bit of a touch-up down there, and then Baruga reversed that decision in the qualifying final. New Mercury are well led by Tom Brown, Bill Werner and Bertie Visser, and Baruga by Carol Wigg, Cole Campbell and Fred Pinnick. Got three pretty strong rinks there. Fred Pinnick, I think, was the leading skipper in third division this year, and he's had a great season. So how do you see this one going now? Naturally, you think the New Mercury boys can get over the line?
Well, we're both going to go for our own clubs, aren't we, Ray? But look, this will be, you know, I agree with what you say. It'll be a great game. And New Mercury had no right to be there. They were way down last week when they played Cobram, and they come from the clouds, and they got up over Cobram. They had Tommy Brown had a great win in his rink in the final stages and got a couple of fives, and then they did a five, and look, it was exciting at the finish. The young boys, they were playing against Billy Werner's rink, and that went on. They keep dead ending it, but they had to get seven shots on the last end, so they were pretty optimistic. But look, you know, I hope it's a great game, and I've got to tip New Mercury, Ray. Sorry.
Yes, that's fine, Alan. Yeah, I think it'll be a very close game. I think this one might be one of the closest games of the year.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think Division 3 and 4 could be the two closest games. It's been a really even comp, you know, and, yeah, it'll be. They'll get a lot of spectators there.
Certainly will, and be good luck to all the teams, all those players representing their clubs in the third division. Second division, Cobram versus Katandra West. Cobram, well, they've won the last two premierships, I think, in second division. They're always a very strong side in second division over the years. Colin McDonald, who was the leading skipper in second division this year, had a great year. Mel Beer and Pat Conane lead three very strong rinks there for Cobram. Likewise for Katandra West. Kevin Minogue's had a fantastic year for Katandra West, Alan. And
I was disappointed Kevin Minogue never got picked in the challenge side. He has had a wonderful year, hasn't he?
He certainly has, yeah. And Greg Barr and Peter Laura there. For
Lola, yeah.
So, look, I'm going to go for a little bit of a roughie in this one, and I think there's been nothing between these two sides all year, although I think Cobram have won the three times games they have met, but I'm going to go for Katandra West to upset Cobram and win this game.
Yep. Yeah, look, Katandra West, they're a bit like Berrigan. They were sort of struggling there for a while. They've picked up a lot of players this year, Ray, and they're on a bit of a roll, and they've got a lot of the younger, newer bowlers in this team too that haven't played for very long, and they're excelling. It's great experience for them. But look, I can't see Cobram getting beat. You know, Cole McDonald's team, that rink with Tal Pierce and a couple of others in that, they're a very strong rink, and he's had a great year skipping there. So I'll tip Cobram in this one, and, you know, I hope it's a close game, though. They're two good sides, and, you know, it's Katandra's top side. It would be great if they won and perhaps went up into Division One, but I think it might be a year too early for them. But the match committee did a great job with the 10 teams in that division, didn't they, Ray?
They certainly did, Alan. And Katandra West and Cobram have stood out all the year. They've been well out there in front. Look, I might be well off the mark here, Alan, but I just feel that Katandra West have been working up, and I know they're very, very keen to get up there and put their name up for First Division. So anyway, we'll just see how it goes, but good luck to all those teams. But Cobram have got a very strong team and with a lot of depth there, but I'll just go for Katandra West to win that one narrowly, Alan.
Yep.
And the big one, First Division, they're all big games, but the First Division Grand Final between Cobram and Wanyu. So how do you see this one going, Alan?
Yeah, look, this will be close again. Cobram had a great win in the first semi, and they've been sitting around for a fortnight, so, you know, and they're a very strong side with Steve Tatnall leading the way there, skipping, he's doing very well. But look, you know, finals are finals, and Cobram haven't really got a good record in grand finals in the last few years, so, you know, this could go either way, but you know, it'll be a let's hope it's a close game, and you know, I think Wanyu got a bit to prove. They were shell shocked after their loss to Cobram last time, but Cobram have been up there all year, Ray. They haven't been. Have they been off the top of the ladder?
Oh, they've been pretty close to it most of the year, Alan. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they've had a great season, and look, I think they'll have to start favourites, and Wanyu, you know, they're going to have to get a better start than they did last time. They were a bit shell-shocked. They were a bit, I don't know whether they were nervy. I don't think they would have been, but they'll have plenty of time to settle down driving up to Berrigan anyway. So, you know, I think Cobram will just get up.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Cobram to win narrowly, Valen, but I think it'd be very close. I think the draw for Rinks could have a big bearing on this
game. It will,
game.
Yep.
Steve Tatnall had a very good win in the semi-final. He's a very, very class bowler, Steve. He's got a very good rink there. And I think one of the big changes to Cobram side when they promoted Ray Parks to skipper and Greg Dunn went to third, that's really strengthened up that rink, hasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Parks, he is an angry man when he gets going, and he's a fighter, isn't he? He loves a game of bowls. He loves a good scrap, and he, the little fella, he gets a bit vocal at times too, doesn't he?
Oh, well, that doesn't hurt, I don't believe, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a great move, putting him skipping, and he's very proud of his rink, and if he's got to get 2 points for his club, he'll get it, you know.
John Dixon is a good skipper there, too, a new player this year, and he's been a real find for Cobram.
He has, so. Yeah, he's loving it. He's been playing a lot of trade days, getting a lot of games up here.
And the one-year team, well, they don't lose nothing there with Trevor Hosey, Peter Revel and Barry Cosgrove. I watched the semi-final, the preliminary final last week at Strathmerton, and Barry Cosgrove had a very good win there and was really bowling very well. He bounced back after a loss in the second semi-final, Alan.
Yes. Oh, look, you know, one you will be confident they can knock them off. They did this a few years ago. They got a hiding in the first round of the finals and then come back and they cleaned up Cobram in the grand finals. So they won't be lacking anything in confidence, and, you know, let's hope it's a great game today, Ray.
It certainly will, and I'll go for Cobram to win that one, and good luck to all all the teams in the finals, and I just to finish up with Alan, I just wrote a couple of little thank yous, Mark.
No worries, Ray.
I'd just like to thank you, Mark, and 98.5 1 FM for the great job you do in promoting sport in the Goulburn Murray Valleys, and in particular Murray Bowls. We really do appreciate your support.
No, thanks for that, Ray.
And I'd like to also thank the Brugger Sports Club for allowing me to the use of their boardroom and the facilities for this live broadcast. I do appreciate that also. And Alan, it's been a very successful year for Murray Bowls, and thank you to your board, region board, and to our Murray Match Committee for a great year of great season of bowls.
Yes, and thank you, Ray and Brian Nisbet. We encourage you people to keep covering the bowls for us, and as you said, the radio, that it's a great way to cover things, and lots of people listen to this show with you on it, Ray. You really got a big following, and you do a great job. So thank you. Thanks to you also.
Thanks, Dan. And Brian, if you're listening, I don't know whether you're coming up today, but I'll catch up with you tomorrow at the Goulburn Valley Grand Final.
Yep, that'll be great.
All right. Thanks, Mark, and thanks, Alan, once again. Thank you very much for helping me out each and every Saturday when needed.
Rightio. I'll see you later in the day at Berrigan. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray. That was Ray Nye live from the Baruga Sporties boardroom on this Saturday morning, and of course a pretty big day in Murray Bowls with their grand finals today.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.